Back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this Wednesday morning, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Championship weekend, Titans and Chiefs in Kansas City get things started. The nightcap will be in Northern California with the Packers and the 49ers. Let's head over to St. Thomas Sports Park. Let's bring in Titans linebacker Kamalea Correa. Kamalea, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
I was going to say, if your answer isn't anything but good, I would have your head checked, man. This is good times right now.
Oh, yeah, man. It's great right now. We're doing well right now. We're not trying to get too crazy. We're just trying to go in week to week and have the same approach and just treat this game like a normal game for us.
I know it's a team game. I know you were just throwing out wheeze right there. So it's about your teammates and your room. But I'm going to ask you personally. That had to have been a little bit sweet for you personally, that win Saturday night, right?
Yeah, that one was a little more personal than most games. You know, I would be lying if I said if it's not. But that one's going to stick with me for the rest of my career and the rest of my life. That's going to be a moment that I'm going to cherish for a very long time. There's no question about it.
You knew that atmosphere. You knew what your team was walking into, and it was electric, especially before kickoff and, you know, the light show and everybody. It was loud.
Right.
And you guys took that crowd out of it in the first quarter. I mean, when you went up 14-0, as you know, that place went deathly silent.
Oh, yeah. You know, of course, that was a crazy atmosphere. I mean, shoot, man, it's playoff football. That could have been anywhere that we played.
Yeah.
But it just so happened to be the Ravens. And, yeah, man, we went out there. We executed our job. We did the details, and we came out with a win.
Tell us,
that was amazing.
Tell us, Kamalea, what is really where. In particular, let's start with, because your coach said you've basically played three playoff games. Your head coach said going into that final regular season game against Houston, that was a playoff game.
Man.
You knew what was at stake. You win, you keep playing, you lose, your season's over. So you approached it as a playoff game. You went down to Houston, you won. But on your side of the ball, when you think about that Texans game and now these two playoff games, these are three road games. What has turned on with it? Not that the defense hasn't been there all season. It has. But you guys have ratcheted up several notches. I mean, you have gone in to tough places against really good teams and some really good offenses and really held them in check.
Yeah, you know, you hit it right on the head. If you lose, you go home. And that's something that we don't want to do. So we're going to walk in with the same approach every week. We kind of see ourselves as an underdog. So we like to go into each game thinking that our back's against the wall and there's really nothing for us to lose. So why not go out there, compete at the highest level, execute the details, play fast and aggressive. Whatever happens, happens. But that's all we can control. Is our effort and finish. And really, since going back to Houston, that's what we've been doing. That's the mindset. And we're going to keep the same approach week in and week out. And from Houston to New England to this past week with the Ravens, you know, that's all high-profile offenses, and we give them a lot of credit. But at the same time, a lot of people don't give us enough credit, as we do have guys that will fly around to the ball and play fast and aggressive. And like I said, that's the main approach for us, and that's what we're going to stick to.
You guys have had some big-time goal line stances. You held Baltimore to 0-for-4 on going for fourth downs, oh, by the way, in the regular season. When they went for it, they were pretty darn successful. I think they were 17 of 24 on the year.
Right.
That's pretty good on fourth down. And you guys held them to 0-for-4. Well, I mean, in those type of moments where you need that big play, that big stop, you guys have responded.
Yeah, you know, you said it earlier again. If you lose, you go home. So whatever it takes, in playoff football, you're not only playing for three downs, you're playing on four downs, because that fourth down is very crucial because, like I said, if you lose, you go home. So that fourth down, it really dictated a lot of how the game went for us. And the defense did a great job. The coaches did a great job of calling good plays. And we came up with huge stops that helped the offense. They got momentum. They started driving, and we scored. We got some turnovers, and that was really huge for us.
I know you didn't just arrive, so this is kind of an old question, but I just want to kind of know, because we don't get a chance to talk to you a lot, and you know, now that you've been here a while, and you and Dean Pease came in together, what did that mean for you when they traded for you to have a guy like Dean Pease, their defensive coordinator? What does he mean to you? What has he meant to that defensive unit?
You know, he's been around the game for a very long time. He won some Super Bowls. He has a really good resume, and the man knows what he's talking about. So it's our job as players to trust him as a coach to put us in the right situations at the right times. And, you know, he's just a really good dude to play for. He's fun to play for because we mix up a lot of stuff. We do a lot of different things. So you're not only going to get the same look for us. So I think it gives us as a defense to show offenses like a whole mixture of stuff where we can attack the quarterback, show different stuff. And I mean, really, at the end of the day, it really comes down to the 11 guys on defense going out there and executing the call and playing fast and aggressive. And I think that's what we've been doing week in and week out. And we're not going to stop now.
Talking to Kamale Correa, linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. And you talked about yourself earlier and how beating Baltimore was special for you. But you bring up Dean Pease. And was there some of that with him going into this game of, hey, you know, they're running a defense that's a little bit different from the one that he had there, but there are similarities. Let's go in and show them how it's really done.
Yeah, no question. It's always going to be a competition week in and week out to show who the better defense is. And here on defense, we always have a chip on our shoulder to go out there and show their offense and show defense that we're here to play and we're no joke. And I think that's the mindset that we take in. And the product shows on Sundays, you know, by the effort and finish. That's something that we hang our hat on here. And, you know, the coaches can call whatever call, but it's up to those 11 guys to go out there on defense, play in and play out and execute and play hard.
How much have you guys looked at the regular season matchup that you had with Kansas City, and how much can you take away and apply it to this game?
You know, with that offense, they have a lot of weapons. They do so many different things. They have a lot of guys that they can get the ball to. But at the end of the day, that scheme stuff is all pretty, and it's all cue. But at the end of the day, it's all about us on defense. Like I keep saying, just going out there, playing fast and aggressive, running to the ball every play, and showing effort that we never shown all season. And that's really going to be the turning point of the game.
Kamale, so much has been made about your running back, Derrick Henry, and I know you see him every day in practice, but even you guys have to be just blown away by what he's been able to do, not only this season, but especially over the last few weeks.
Yeah, man, he's a very good player. He's a big back. There's a lot of people in this league that don't want to run up there and tackle him. He's a handful. But I think what a lot of guys don't see is the hard work that he puts in behind the scenes. He's always working out. He's always watching film. He's always trying to better himself. And he's never looking back at the past game and what he did. And he's always trying to look forward at how does he get better, how does he improve, and how does he help us win. So I think that's really the big thing that's been helping him week in and week out, that he's always trying to get better and improve.
Last thing, you've seen Deshaun Watson here in this span that we just talked about. You just saw Lamar Jackson. Now you're going to see Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, these are young, dynamic quarterbacks that, you know, also have that element of if they need to take off and run, they can certainly hurt you with their legs. What sets – But because you've already seen him and you've just seen those other guys as well, what set Mahomes apart? You know, when you guys watch him on film, when you played against him, what sets him apart from the other two, in your opinion?
Well, to start that off, I think they're all really great quarterbacks in their own ways. But the thing about Patrick Mahomes, I mean, it's obvious. He won the MVP a year ago. He does a lot of things. He drops back. If you give him a lane to run, he'll run. But I think he's a very smart player. He puts throws in places where only his receivers can make, and I think he has a really good feel for the game. But at the same time, if we go out there and execute and we do the game plan, I think he will have a little more harder time. But at the end of the day, you got to give credit where credit's due. He's a really good player. And, yeah, man, he was the MVP. I mean, there's not much more to say about that. He's a great player, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 50 touchdowns, that'll get you the MVP.
No question.
Last season. Hey, best of luck. Keep this. Hey, just keep working for a little bit longer. How about that?
No doubt, man.
Hey, thanks for doing this. Good luck in Kansas City on Sunday.
Hey, guys, I really appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Yep, Kamalei Correa. Really appreciate him joining us. And it's pretty interesting when you think about what they have. And to have those type of quarterbacks, I think to me, we'll discuss this on the other side. What sets them apart? When you think about Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes, I want you to think about it, and then I'm going to tell you something that really jumps out to me that the Titans will have to certainly be prepared for, and I know they will, but I'm going to ask you, what do you think is the difference? I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Kamalei. What do you think is the difference? What sets Mahomes apart from the other two? Because they're all young, dynamic quarterbacks, right?
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you.
I have my answer.
Okay, I do too. We'll come back and discuss and wrap up hour number two next.